understanding. If you'll trust your Bible and not just say it in word, but if you'll trust your Bible, it will help you tonight. All right? Everybody okay? Colossians chapter 2 is where we're at. Colossians, I've been excited all day to teach this tonight. I wanted to teach it the week before last, and we ran out of time. And the reason being is because of the help he gave me, and I know it can give you the same help. All right? Everybody okay? Everybody got a paper? I want everybody, young people and everybody, ought to have a paper. Everybody ought to have their Bible. Everybody ought to have, if you come to church, you ought to have your Bible. And you ought to have, if you got a handout, you ought to have your handout in front of you. Young people, you ought to always carry your Bible. You ought to do just like everybody else, read their Bible. All right? Everybody good? All right, Father, we come tonight thanking you for all that you do. Thank you for the prayers you've answered that's even here tonight. Thank you so much. Lord, I know others need you tonight. I'm praying for John and Judy. And Lord, I pray, do pray for Billy and Bobby. And Lord, a lot of John's nephews and nieces need the Lord. Lord, I pray for that you might just use this situation to get some people saved. Lord, for the cancers and everything else that's going on in people's lives, Lord, I pray that you might use the tracts that's been given, the witnesses that's been given. And Lord, we're just going to trust you. You know what's right. And Lord, I don't even try to think anymore. You just do right, and I'm going to trust you. Help us tonight. Cleanse me. I don't want to be a hindrance. Lord, don't be hurtful in any way. Give me power. Give me wisdom. Lord, give me clarity of mind and memory. Lord, most of all, may your word speak to our heart. It's not important how I do it. It's important what you do tonight. And Lord, may we trust you more. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, we've done looked at the first part of the paper there. Nothing can be added to completeness is the title of these two verses. And we tried to show you in chapter 1, if you go back just for a moment, chapter 1, verse 27, Colossians chapter 1 verse 27, it says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's probably the theme verse or the center verse or the key verse of that chapter. But chapter 2 verses 9 and 10 are probably, if not, might be the key verses of your entire Bible. It might be the key verses to your entire Bible because of the truth that it teaches. So let's look at Colossians 2, verse 9 and 10. For in him, we're speaking of Christ, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now, verse 9 is so important, and we've preached it, we've taught it, we've preached it. You must believe that Jesus is God. If you don't believe Jesus is God, then you need saved tonight. Yes. All right? Because if Jesus is not God, we don't have a Savior. That's right. You understand that? Jesus is God. Now, when we say that, I want you to understand something here. This is very important that in Christ resides the complete entirety of all that God is in the body of Jesus Christ. All that God is entirely in the body of Jesus Christ. He is God. You must understand it. Now verse 10 is equally important. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. And ye are complete in him. Now, in context of this scripture, Paul's speaking to the Colossians about the philosophers and about all the false doctrine that's going on. And they're wanting the people in Colossae to add to Christ. And there's always people want you to add something that you need Christ and something else. And you need Christ and be good. You need Christ and good works. You need Christ in church. You need Christ in this. And you're complete in Christ. And that's what Paul's telling them here. But it goes deeper than just, again, the philosophers. Can I tell you, listen to me now. You don't need talk shows. All right, you don't need talk shows. You don't need podcasts. You don't need media. You don't need Facebook. You don't need sermons from this preacher or any other preacher. Are you hearing me? You don't need songs. You don't need singing. You don't need music. You don't need family. You don't need finances. You don't need nothing else but Christ. You need nothing. Hey, listen, you don't need nothing other than Christ. That's it. Absolutely nothing. Are you listening to what I'm telling you? Now, we don't need psychiatrists. Now, people have physical problems. They have to see a doctor. Understood. People have chemical imbalances that psychiatrists can help them and prescribe some medicine to get their system back up. But to talk to somebody laying on a bed and they're sitting there writing notes trying to tell you that you didn't see a butterfly, you saw a bat, looking at an ink blot on a paper, trying to tell you that you're all your problems because you had a hard childhood, because your daddy beat you and your mommy had to do this. Listen, you need Christ. You don't need none of that. You need Jesus Christ and Him alone. That's what you need. Now you say, well, wait, I don't believe that. Then you don't believe your Bible. Because the Bible says, and you're complete in Him, you can't add nothing to completeness.
That's right.
Does everybody understand that?
Yes.
You can't add nothing if it's complete.
Right.
So you don't need nothing there.
Right.
Now, if you've got an ailment, a lot of people have chemical imbalances. Their system gets out of whack. You got to take this pill to help that. I understand that. That ain't what we're talking about. We're talking about talk shows because you live in a ghetto. We're talking about talk shows because you lived up a holler. You know, and you've had a hard life, and you're raised without a daddy, you're raised without a mommy. All right. Well, I read that there's people in the Bible who's raised without mommies and daddies. In fact, Melchizedek, it says he didn't even had no beginning, had no ending, had nothing there. So, we can go there. I'm telling you that we all have issues. We all have problems. And we all have bad times. We all have, people have bad husbands, bad wives, bad kids. They got bad mommies, bad daddies, bad uncles, bad aunts. They got bad grandparents. All right. They got bad neighbors, bad jobs. All right. They had bad school teachers. They got bad doctors. They've got bad judges. They've got bad community. Everybody's got bad stuff, right?
Yep.
Everybody.
Yep.
Yes.
They got a thing to do with Christ.
Right.
You are complete in Christ. Everybody understand that?
Yeah.
And you say, well, I don't know. But, well, I'm telling you, if you can't believe that, then you're having trouble with your Bible. Okay? Now, here's the problem. The problem is we don't use what God and Christ and the Holy Ghost mean and give to us. We don't, you know, we went our, even our preaching's changed. Now there's some big wig preachers, I call them, they, you know, famous. All right. Now we're learning, we go to a lot of these, now I used to go to a lot of meetings, and all I got to hear was seemed like was learning how to cope. I don't need to learn how to cope. I need to know more about Him. I'm not slurring nobody. These big wig preachers know a lot more than me. I just believe what that verse says. That's all I know. And you are complete in Him. And just to give us an understanding of what, and you're complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. He just goes ahead and tells us He's above everything. He's above every principality and above every power, and we're complete in Him. I don't need nothing else. You can't add to completeness. Everybody understand that? All right. Now we're going to see whether or not you believe it or not. All right. We have complete sufficiency in Christ and His provisions for our needs in every way. Listen to me now. There is no such thing as an incomplete or a deficient Christian. There's no such thing as an incomplete or a deficient Christian. Let me say it again. There's no such thing as an incomplete or a deficient Christian because we are complete in Christ. If I am deficient in any way, He's not enough. If I'm incomplete in any way, He's not enough. I'm here to tell you tonight, He's enough. He's enough in every situation. It matters not what you're going through. It matters not what's on your mind. It matters not your past. It matters not how you've been treated. It don't matter how lost you was. It don't matter nothing. He is enough for every situation. He's enough when I'm sad. He's enough when I'm bad. He's enough when I'm glad. He's enough. He's enough. He's enough. How do I know that? Because it says, "For ye and ye are complete in Him." He is sufficient. He's sufficient. That's enough. Our Savior's divine power. Listen to me. Our Savior's divine power has granted us everything pertaining to life and godliness. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Talk to me tonight.
Yes.
I want you to talk to me tonight. 1 Peter. 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Let's look at verse. We're going to start at verse 3. It says, according as He is, speaking of Christ. If you don't believe it's Christ, let's look at verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According to His divine power hath given unto us what? Now, is there anything more than all things? Now, won't you tell me, are there anything more than all things?
No.
If it's all things, it's all things. That means there ain't nothing, there can't be nothing more if that's all of it.
Right?
According to, as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life.
Yeah.
Now, that's anything in life. That's life. My life, your life might be entirely different, but I'm complete in Him for my life. I have everything given unto us. It says, it hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. All right? Through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given us exceeding great and precious promises. Is God's words enough? Because we got everything by His promise. He promised that we're complete in Him. Is His word good?
Yes.
You tell me, is His word good?
Yes.
Is His good word to you? Now, a lot of times we say His word's good, but that's to y'all. But I'm having a problem with it. No, His word's either good or it ain't. He's either complete or He ain't. And if He's complete for everybody. He ain't just complete for somebody that's making it. He ain't just complete for somebody that's having a good day. He ain't just complete if somebody looks like they're getting through the hard time. He is complete. We are complete in Him, and He's enough for every believer that's ever been and ever will be. We're complete in Him. And I don't know that we understand that. You know, I believe what has happened, you know, we preach about us being lawless, and we are. But I believe the problem is the lack of awesomeness. We're not awed by Him no more. He's not awesome anymore. We become bored with Christ, and we're wanting something to add to it to make it exciting because we're having trouble getting through. Can I tell you, there ain't nothing else. There ain't nobody else. That's why Christ is the way of salvation. He's the way to keep us saved. He's the way to heaven. He's the center of heaven. He's the center of earth. He's the center of our life. He's the center of this book. Huh? And we're complete in Him. But do you believe that? Do you believe that? Now, do we get weak? Yeah, I'm not saying we don't get weak. I'm telling you that we don't need nothing but Him. Take my Bible away. Put me somewhere in a cave. Put a rock on the door. Don't give me no flashlight. Don't give me nothing. And I'm still complete in Christ.
Right.
I still don't need nothing else because I've got everything for life and godliness. That's what the scripture said. Is that what it says or not? Every Christian receives all he or she will ever need, what they need at the moment and what they will ever need at the moment of salvation. I'm complete. Now, we all got to grow. I know that. We all mature. We all grow different speeds and we all mature different. But it ain't because we have lack of something. If we're lacking something, then he's not a good enough Savior. Hear me tonight. If you're lacking, you're a Christian and you're lacking because he never gave you what you needed, then he's not good enough. You need another Savior. But we're complete in him. We're complete. That's a done deal. Everything that I need. Are we still okay? There's no need to search for something else. There's no need. There's no work we must do to acquire anything else. Listen, there's no study that you can do to acquire more. There's no praying. There's no amount of praying that you can do to acquire more than he's already given you. Because we're complete in him. You understand? We're complete in him. We're complete in him. He is completely sufficient. He's enough. Not he's enough if I pray more. Not he's enough if I learn more. No, he's enough in all he is. And I'm in him. And I'm complete. That's what the scripture said. It says, and ye are complete in him. Huh? Are you with me tonight? Are you understanding that? Now, we're complete. That's why we're secure in him. That's why I'm eternally secure. Listen to me. Everybody look at me. If you're truly saved, you cannot go to hell. If you're truly saved, it is impossible for you to go to hell. It is impossible for you to, if you're truly saved, it's impossible for you to go to hell. Because you're complete in him. You're complete in him. And he said, what if the lacking is, there may be lacking on your part. Oh, listen, ain't none of us can go on our part. But I'm not going with my part. I'm going because I'm complete in him. Do you understand that tonight? It ain't that I might boast. It's that I might rest. It ain't that I might be braggart and say I couldn't, I can't go. It's that I can rest because I'm complete in Christ. Hey, I'm complete in him. Think about that. Man, it's most wonderful. Most wonderful. Look in Ephesians chapter 1. Is everybody still with me? Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with what?
All spiritual blessings.
Now, how many is that?
All.
Well, what if I, can I get any more?
No.
Well, what if I pray harder?
No.
What if I win 500,000 people to the Lord? Well, what if I don't never miss Sunday school? What if I read my Bible through every month? No, I've already got all spiritual blessing in heavenly place. I've already been blessed. You know why? Because I'm complete in him. And you say, well, that's stretching everything. It ain't stretching nothing. In fact, I'm not even on the edge. I'm right floating in the middle. Huh? I'm complete in Christ. It's what the Bible says.
Amen.
Look in Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. because of Christ, because of what Christ has done. All right? Listen, Christ dying on the cross didn't just secure my salvation. It gave me life. I was dead in trespasses and sin. And Christ dying in my place and rising from the dead, me believing on that, has given me life. And this life is complete in Christ Jesus. And I don't have my old life. I've got new life, for I've been born again. And I have life in Christ, and I'm complete in Him. And I cannot be lacking in anything. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14. And this is what it says. For by one offering He hath perfected, which is complete. Completed. It's complete. For by one offering He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. For by one, for His offering. Because of His offering of Himself, we're completed in Christ. See, if we're lacking because we're not achieving, then when we get to heaven, you're going to be better than me. And you're going to be better, and you're going to be worse, and you may not even make it. And, you know, you're going to be on the... No. That can't be that way. Because why? We're one body. We're one body and different members, and everybody's necessary. And we're complete in Christ, and He's one head. And there are no big eyes or little U's. We still okay? We're still complete in Christ. We are complete. You can't add to what's complete. Looking back in Colossians. Now this verse ain't on your paper. You need to write it on your paper. Look in Colossians chapter 3. Look at verse 11. Where there is neither Greek or Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free. But look what it says. But Christ is what? And what? All is all and in all. But Christ is all and in all. I'm just trying to figure out, if you got it all, can you get more? If you already got it all, can you get any more? If I got all of it, that means I got all of it. Well, you say, well, I got all of it, you missed the day. Wait a minute, then I didn't get all of it. But I've got all of it. You know why I got all of it? Because I'm complete in Christ. I'm not complete in Mark Sechrist. I'm complete in Jesus Christ. I'm not complete in my efforts, in my works, in my good deeds. I'm not complete in anything about Mark Sechrist. I am complete in Jesus Christ. How lost I was. Man, how saved I am. How lost I was. How saved I am. Think about that. Are we still okay? Yes. All right. Now, so to possess the Lord Jesus Christ is to have every, listen to me, is to have every spiritual resource, all strength, all wisdom, all comfort, all joy. Did He not say that we might have all joy and that our joy may be half full? Full? Well, man, if it's full, then that's complete. That's all. If it's full, you can't get no more. Now, it ain't like us. We say we're full till they bring the pie out. And then after we eat the pie, maybe we're full. You know, we're full. I can't eat no more. I got apple pie. Okay. You got ice cream? Okay. And that's why we put that in our neck. We don't put it in our belly. We put that in our neck. All right. That's what dessert's for. But that's not the way Christ is. Christ is all. He's all. Now listen to me tonight. We go through battles. We go through trials. We go through stuff. And we have trouble going through. We all, at times, have troubles going through. You know why? Because we're thinking there's something else got to come. We're waiting on something else. But we already got it. We already got it. But we're not paying attention to what we got. Everybody? Everybody listen to me tonight. We go through tragedies, we go through sorrows, we go through death, we go through sickness, we go through bad relationships, we go through everything we can imagine. We go through life, we go through poverty, we go through the sickness, we go through disappointments, we go through all, and we stum up, we stum our toes, we get up to the and we stop, we can't go no further, and we're waiting on God to come through. Wait a minute. What are you waiting on? What am I waiting on? I'm already complete in Christ.
That's
right. Are you listening to me tonight?
Yes.
You say, well, I just don't have enough faith. It ain't based on your faith.
Right.
It's not based on your faith. It's based on Him.
Right.
It's not based on your strength. Based on His. It's not based on your wisdom. Based on Him. It's not based on your ability. Based on Him. Now, if it's not, ain't nobody going to make it. I'm just going to tell you that. If anything is based on us at any degree, you ain't going to be with Jesus. And I ain't either. It ain't going to happen. But it will happen if I'm complete in Him. I'm complete in Him. Now you say, well, I still don't get it. Well, I'm glad because there's a bunch of scripture we're going to look at now. Everybody okay? How about 2 Corinthians? 2 Corinthians chapter 9. We okay? Now I'm going to finish this. I got 5 or 6 more scripture and I'm going to finish this. And if you got to leave, you just go. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. In verse 8, got it up there? And God is able to make some grace abound. All right, now if y'all was going to be at technical, then we have to read it, we're going to have to believe it. If you're going to be that technical to correct me, you're going to have to believe it. All right? And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Huh? Is that not what it says? Can we read that again? And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye, that's us, all of us, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
Is that what it says or not?
Yes.
That's what it says, ain't it? Huh? I believe that's what it means. Right. How about 2 Corinthians 12? Just turn the page here. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. And he said unto me, my grace is for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Listen, it doesn't matter where we glory or not. That ain't got a thing to do with Him and His grace being sufficient. He is sufficient. He's enough. You don't need nothing else. We've got Him as Savior. Do you understand that the hardest thing ever done is for a sinner to pass from death unto life? And when he's passed from death unto life, he comes immediately complete in Christ and everything else is taken care of. Everything else. Do you understand? That's how saved we are. The hardest thing to do is come from darkness to light. When you're in the dark and you've been asleep and you've been dark and they flip a light on, what do you do? Hey, it's hard to see the light. It's hard. But just soon you adjust it. Huh? Just soon the change comes. Yeah. Huh?
Amen.
Then the light don't bother you.
Right.
Huh?
That's right.
Are you listening to me? And that's when we become complete in Christ. Now everything else is in Him. Everything else is in Him because I have stepped in Him and He has stepped in me and I am hid with Christ in God.
Yep.
And it says in Colossians 3 that He is my life. It's not my life anymore. Let's go read it. How about Colossians? Go back to chapter 3.
Yeah.
Chapter 3, verse 4. Colossians 3, verse 4. When Christ... What's it say? Who is our... He is my life. Mark ain't my life. He's my life. And I'm complete in Him. Huh? Are we okay with that? Huh? How about 2 Corinthians again? 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's look at verse 4 and 5. Says, and such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Now let's read that now. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
Amen.
Not that we might think any sufficiency is of ourselves. Not anything is sufficient of ourselves. But our sufficiency is of God. Is that not a wonderful truth that we can rest in? Listen, I don't have to work at it. I can rest in it. I can have peace in it. I can have comfort in it because I'm resting in Christ. It don't matter the situation. I'm complete in Him. I'm complete in Him. All wisdom and comfort and joy and peace and meaning and value and purpose and hope and life itself is in Christ and Christ alone.
Right.
Think about that. Huh? Now we read this verse all the time. We quote it. I bet you there's not a young person in this congregation. I want all the young people to listen to me. Can any of the young people quote Philippians 4:19? Can you young people? Philippians 4:19. Now think about it now. Philippians 4:19. Can any of you quote? Y'all studying about it now. Alright? I bet. Jen, can you quote that one? Huh? Philippians 4:19? Maria, can y'all quote? Y'all got these Bible quoters? Come on. Huh? Can y'all quote that? We quote it all the time. Let's read it. Philippians 4:19. And you'll see it. Just soon you see it, you say, oh yeah, I know that. But my God shall supply some of your need according to your riches when you get to glory, if you can. No, 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 no. It shows me everything I have is complete in Christ. For my God, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's just what it said. How about Hebrews? Can we go to Hebrews 13? We still okay? Hebrews 13. I hope you're getting encouraged over this. It's just wearing me out. Huh? How many here's ever flew on an airplane? Hey? How many piloted that airplane? How many helped the pilot? How many leaned when they would bank to the right? How many leaned to see if you could help him? How many flapped their arms to go? Well, why didn't you? Why didn't you?
There's nothing we could do.
Well, why?
We had no power.
Why? Then why are you flapping your arms with the Lord?
Right.
Why are you trying to fly the plane with the Lord?
Right.
Ain't no different.
You're right.
Man, I flew to the Philippines, 26 hours going, 28 hours is uphill coming home, with 20 hours coming home. Huh? Had I flapped my arms, I'd have been more plumb out. Huh? Well, I couldn't have flapped my arms for me. Fat as I am, I ain't no way I could have flapped my arms. And they was 250 other people on that airplane. Huh? I wouldn't have known where to stop off in Seoul, Korea. I wouldn't have known how many had their buggy. I wouldn't have known who had their seatbelt on or not. I was too busy. I sat there and worried myself to death. I wonder if that feller puts the right button. I didn't. I went to sleep. Huh? The hum of that airplane, that little bit of vibration, I was out before we got off the runway. Huh? I woke up in another world. Huh? Are you listening to me? How come I can't do it with the Lord? The only thing I've done with my life is make myself problems. I ain't fixed on one of them. Why can't I trust Him to go ahead and fix them? Why can't I trust Him to have answers? How about Hebrews chapter 13? Look at verse 20. 21. That ain't on your paper. Add it. All right. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will. Working in you that which is well pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ. Make you complete. Not changing the Bible. Perfect does not mean sinless there. It means complete. You know, you don't believe that? How many of you ever make a cake and you say, perfect? Did you ever say that? Huh? Did you ever fix something that's perfect? It wasn't that it was complete. It was complete. Perfect. And that's what it means right there. Perfect. Complete. I'm complete in Christ. You still okay? Huh? How about Psalm 16? Psalm 16. Listen, we fret. Hannah and Ava just say, why should I worry? Why should I fret? Huh? Y'all just sung the message tonight. Huh? What was the first line of the first song you sung? Tell me the first line. Oh, my Redeemer lives. What's the first line? I can't hear you. Talk to me. I can't hear you. Stand up and tell me. Come on, stand up and tell me. I'm serious. I got to hear it. Because I can't hear.
Who taught the sun?
When to stand in the morning. Who taught the sun to stand in the morning? Who taught the sun to stand in the morning? Why should I worry? Why should I fret? Who taught the sun to stand in the morning? I know my Redeemer liveth. Huh? Who taught the sun to stand in the morning? Huh? What's the next phrase? Who tells the ocean it can only come this far? Huh? Who does that? Why should I worry? Why should I fret? I am complete, but ye are complete in Christ Jesus. You understand that we're complete in Him, and He is the head of everything spiritual and everything earthly. You understand that? He's the head of all principality and power. He's the head of everything spiritual and everything earthly. The ocean coming up ain't spiritual. The sun standing in the morning ain't spiritual, but He's over it. But He's over everything spiritual in my life from the very second that I said I received Christ as my Savior. I am complete in Christ Jesus for time and eternity. Huh? Psalm 16. Are you okay? Psalm 16. How about verse 5? The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my law. He's maintaining what I need. Are you understand that? Huh? He's maintaining my whole lot. He's maintaining it. I want you to believe him tonight. Listen, we're living in defeated lives and we ain't got no business being defeated over anything. Nothing. Because we're complete in him. Huh? You ready for one more? You'll never think of this one. You'll never think of this one. Never. It's never entered your mind. Most everybody has this in their home. You've got it marked in your Bible. Huh? You probably have a postcard or something. You may have a bookmarker. Everybody knows this verse. And we heard it last Wednesday. It was quoted last Wednesday. Right up here. Psalm 23. Anybody know Psalm 23?
Yes.
Do you know Psalm 23?
Yes.
Do you really know Psalm 23? Then tell me what the first verse said. You shall not what? How kind? How kind? Because he's sufficient. Because we're complete in him. I shall not want. We read them verses all the time and it's right overhead. Lord, my shepherd, I shall not want. What am I going to do? We're setting the same sentence. Huh? Is everybody with me tonight? You understand what I've tried to tell you? Huh? All we need for spiritual growth, all we need for maturity, he is our fullness. Huh? In him means he possesses. In him, there in Colossians, tells me that he possesses all that I need. Huh? If it's true. Now, if the Bible ain't true, good luck. Yeah, Bible ain't true. Good luck, huh? Where you gonna go? On you going with luck? You're just gonna go with the Lord. Colossians 3, verse 10, and ye are complete in Him, which is the head, of all principality, power. I can't encourage you no more than that. If you can't get encouraged over that, you're just a lost ball in high weeds, dog, I tell you. All right. I'm going home. We'll see you come Sunday.
I can see the Wednesday night work.
Yeah, Wednesday night work. Come on side right quick. Greg will keep you on side. Rachel, you're just used to staying after class. You already paid everything. You're going to pay for that.
Have to keep that.
That's special.
Thank you.
same helpers all the time.
The two, oh, we love that.
Oh, it's down.
It's down.
Black shirt,
no,
of the work that you're going through. Because it's not another year.
You've got to kill yourself.
It's not another year. They've got a contractor coming in, but I don't like him doing my PMI. They don't do them like I do them.
Yeah.
And keeping up with the preventative won't keep you from having to
work. Right, right.
I went back after one of the PMIs he done for me, and he didn't touch the grease bit.
The whole week?
Yeah.
I mean, it only rotates, what, 1,000 times?
I would hate to know how many miles that thing runs every day. But I got belts that's 459 feet. If you sit there and watch it, it'll completely make a complete circle in probably 2 minutes. All morning, all evening. 6 days a week. And you grease it one time a year. And if you don't grease it that one time a year.
I think that was my dad for every 3 months. 7 minutes, bro.
They want to grease.
2 months.
1 time a year.
2 months. Gotta take that money.
2 months.
They don't want you to blow the seal out. You pour grease out of your room. Well, the car, you're messing up if you're doing grease on that too. If grease is coming out, start killing you.
Oh, I got a machinery once.
I'm going to tell you why you went over there. That's not my fault.
Why doesn't it just go into the background?
There are 3 or 4 songs in the 400s that we have changed the background in, and they will stay. They're locked in on the Christmas one. Even with the new computer and new ball space or anything, for some reason the Christmas will get locked in. It's so annoying. I hate when...
Just say when you don't, you get your book.
Hey, I got 49 in there now.
That was something more than anything. The last 2 years of other work on the back there.
Yeah.
Did you have any suggestions for Bobby? Did he call in?
Bobby?
Yeah.
What's his number?
He was one thing. If I know it, any contractor that we put in a building, it would be tomorrow. And it's big.
If it's the big steel pillar, they got to be 4 foot thick. Every foot, even though your pad's on there, every foot is like 4 by 4. I mean, foot and foot.
And looked down across, and it looked like a big rat was going across. I'm like, good night.
to piss people.
Well, we've got them, but they don't have track that day.
What do they call Lexi and Tom? You'll have days.
We talked, we had rats down there, but we had rats bad. They were big, big, big rats. And they come, they showed up, the orphans showed up, and they had traps. They had a hole for the door about that day. He's like, you don't know what we're talking about.
He thinks we're carrying those traps off.
We're close to the river. It's hard to tell what
they're running. Yeah, you. I don't think you got what I was talking about.
You have to be.